ABC Radio Australia.
Now, there have been some blowouts in international soccer matches around the Pacific over the years, but two in the recent OFC under-16 qualifying round really caught the eye. The event turned out to be a disaster for the team from Papua New Guinea, young men who you would think would be future national team reps in one of the region's stronger soccer-playing nations, but a 14-0 loss to arch-rival Solomon Islands and a 7-0 loss to Tonga, who we don't think had ever beaten a Melanesian side before, have rather set the alarm bells ringing about the state of football development in PNG. There is some optimism surrounding the men's national team, with confirmation that former A-League coach Warren Moon will continue to take charge of the Capitals. But central defender Alvin Komolong, who captained the team until he was struck down with serious injury, is deeply concerned about the state of the grassroots game. Right now, he is working his way back to full fitness in the Queensland Premier League with the Lions, where Moon is the technical director. So, what did Komolong make of the disaster that befell the under-16s in Nukualofa?
Definitely shocked, but not surprised. The signs have been there that something like this was going to happen. 2 years ago, or a year ago, they didn't even travel. So the only reason why we're in this pre-qualifying tournament is because we missed the time to travel. The result was definitely shocking, but I wouldn't say I was surprised.
What does it tell you, though, about the state of soccer development in Papua New Guinea at the moment? Because these boys playing under 16 age group, they should be the future of the game in PNG.
Yeah, exactly. I can only reference my time coming up when we had school soccer programs and other junior pathways that we'd go to. There was more of an active effort for junior soccer, which I'm yet to see anyone really roll out any real programs for under-16s or age group level soccer, youth level soccer anywhere in the country. It's here and there done by some people, but it's really not enough to sustain what the national team requires.
And when you look at the top end, the women's team struggled in the Olympic qualifying tournament and didn't come out of that terribly well. And of course, the men's team played in this new FIFA series, a goalless draw against Sri Lanka, then a defeat 4-0 against the Central African Republic. The whole situation seems to be at a very, very low ebb.
Yeah, it does. It does seem to be that way. With the women, I can't really comment on that too much because I don't really know much what's going on in there. But it's sad to see them decline over the last few years. I'd say they have declined in terms of results and performances, by the exception of the Pacific Games last year, which I thought they thoroughly deserved. With the couples, it's tough because you'd want to say that they're not doing well, but it is an improvement from last year. In season last year, they lost 10-0 to Malaysia, which is one of their worst ever defeats. And then to put out the performances they did this year, considering that there's no active league running at the moment, I'd take that. I'd take a 4-0 and I'd take a draw. Of course, we'd love to see goals, but that's just the reality of where we're at. And it doesn't help that there's no functioning league for the boys at the moment.
So what do you think is required to address some of the issues within the game? Does it need wholesale changes at the top, or maybe not something as drastic as that?
I think it's everyone's responsibility. I've been there back home for the last how many years, and you know, it gets to a point where people can either complain or they can go out and do something about it. Yes, at the top, people need to get their act together in order for people underneath to really be motivated. But at the same token, it's up to like member associations as well to really start running programs and getting themselves up there, because member associations themselves have been stagnant over the last few years, which haven't seen any real development coming from MA. So you can't really call out the top when, you know, yourself, you're not doing anything about it. That's a good place to start. And it really doesn't take much to start something. It just takes a passion for development, and with the right interest, kids will always be there to want to train and play. But I guess it's up to the adults to really effect that change. So I think a more responsible approach from everyone is required as well. But in saying that, yeah, the administration has to do better as well.
And looking ahead, we've got the OFC Championship for the men coming up a little later in the year, and then World Cup qualifying. And of course, there hasn't been an OFC Championship since back in 2016, when Papua New Guinea very nearly won the thing. You lost to New Zealand in the final only on penalties. So a lot has changed since then. Is this the opportunity really for PNG to try and put things right? And will you be involved yourself? You obviously haven't played for the national side for a while, primarily because of injury.
Yeah, look, I'm coming back into playing at the moment. I'm doing well here at Lions, so my hand is up for selection, and I believe in what Warren's doing with the team. I've had good conversations with him that outline his direction, and I believe that is the right direction that we should be going in. This tournament is a big opportunity for us to win back some pride and dignity. we need to be honest with where we're at. But I solely believe that we've got a good run on into this tournament, and with the plans in place and with Warren at the helm, I feel like we can really get some results there.
And as far as the future at the Lions is concerned, you'll be hopeful of making the first team quite soon now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just looking to get stronger and sharper with each game. I'm not trying to set too many long-term targets, but I'm hoping to be in that first team mix very, very soon. But only my performances can dictate when I'll be in that starting lineup. How I've been playing so far, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at and the trajectory I'm on. I'm pretty confident I'll be up there very soon.